every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Renee Nicole Good wasn't a lot of things, but she also wasn't someone that deserves to be used to further divide Americans by the desperation of a governor and a mayor drowning in an ongoing fraud investigation.
Our police, many of whom are Somali themselves, are trusted partners in keeping people safe. They will not collaborate with any federal agency around doing immigration enforcement work. They will not cooperate with ICE agents.
Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants.
In Minneapolis, we have your back. You will be protected and respected by our city employees, regardless of your immigration status.
I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law.
She also doesn't deserve to be used by the Mockingbird media as gasoline to be thrown on a fire.
As the vehicle passes, you can see the dark-colored SUV driven by Renee Nicole Good. That's on the right there in the back. The surveillance video taken by a home nearby. Agents can be seen milling about near the vehicle, then converging on it. And then you see right there the SUV begins to move, and that's when the shots are fired.
There's not the slightest doubt in your mind, having viewed it, that the victim, you still believe that she deliberately tried to ram him despite seeing this video.
Look, I don't know what is in a person's heart or in a person's head, and obviously we're not going to get the chance to ask this woman what was going on. What I am certain of is that she violated the law. If people want to say that we should have a legitimate debate about, you know, what was she really doing, right? Was she panicking when she drove into this officer, or was she actually trying to ram him? That's a reasonable conversation. What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the ICE agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
She also wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. And she wasn't merely a legal observer. She was an anti-ICE radical and apparently knew exactly what she was doing.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. That was her goal.
Did you guys know that she had enrolled her kid in a charter school in Minneapolis that was training parents to fight ICE? Because she absolutely did. The New York Post has an article out where they dug into this Southside Family Charter School a little bit. Apparently, this school is where Renee Good, who was fairly new to Minneapolis, was introduced to ICE protesting in the first place. Oddly enough, this school sounds way worse than a leering sitter. It was opened in 1972 to have an unabashed focus on social justice education. No, really, this is straight from their website. We integrate social justice into every grade level, telling the stories of the people, not the people in power, and helping students understand history and their role in making the world a better place. A gym teacher who retired last month said that current events like George Floyd were a regular part of the curriculum. This is for little kids. So the article goes on to say that it was through her involvement with the community at Southside Family Charter School that Renee Good got involved with ICE Watch, a group dedicated to disrupting ICE.
And clearly her wife knew as well.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
So as the left continues down this path, it appears that Renee Good will only be the first of many. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, live again in Minneapolis. Just this time, I'm actually in a place where I won't be surrounded and harassed by Somalis in the street, which is always nice. The bar is set so low for coming out here and having to deal with some of these people that shouldn't even be here, to be honest with you. And as you guys very well know, it was a tragedy here earlier this week. That tragedy was that an ICE agent's life has been upended, essentially, because he defended himself from getting hit by a car from a radical leftist activist that was trained to go and impede law enforcement. That's the real tragedy that happened here. I know the left wants to make this chick out to be a martyr or whatever. She literally attempted to murder an ICE agent in the streets. Oh, it's all on video from lots of different angles. Now we have this video right here that you're watching. An angle that was actually recorded by the officer himself. A lot of you have probably seen it, where the quote-unquote wife of the woman, Renee Good, was actually seen and heard telling Renee to go, 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 drive, 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 as an ICE agent is standing in front of the vehicle. And one of the other parts of this that is most frustrating is that she has not yet been charged. Hopefully she will be charged for conspiracy to commit murder against a federal law enforcement officer. It's so tiring, guys. It's so tiring watching what's been going on in the streets out here every single day now. Law enforcement, Minneapolis police, not doing their jobs. And when they do their jobs, it is to harass conservatives. Like myself, when the Somalis kept calling the police on me for investigating their potential fraud at their daycare center, even if I wasn't talking to them, I'd be out in the parking lot and they'd call the police. Police would come, lights and sirens. No problem, no hesitation for Minneapolis PD to do it then. But when we attempted to call the police several times this week, we either get hung up on or the police would just straight up tell us they're not coming for us. Even though you could hear death threats being shouted, even though you could hear just pure chaos going on in the background, people chasing us down the roads, and they didn't care. They didn't care. They've been given stand down orders. They are being ordered not to care about people like me, about people like you. I mean, if you are a conservative in Minneapolis, I don't know how you live here. I have no idea. And God bless you for somehow surviving through this entire thing. They want so badly for there to be another summer of love. It is the winter time right now. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. Nobody is more upset about this chick being white than Tim Walz and Mayor Fry, because they, to be honest with you, black people just aren't going to riot over a white woman. They're just not. They were hoping that this was going to be some sort of Latino or a Latina or a black woman so they could have her be Georgette Floyd. But they didn't get that.
They did
attempt to riot in the streets this weekend, though, a little bit anyway, by invading a bunch of the hotels that they believed were being stayed in by ICE officers. And let's just show you exactly how this ended up going. Let's see which clip number that is, guys. That's clip number 15. Go ahead and roll that one with sound for me, please. This is the reaction that Minneapolis police had when they were confronted by rioters in downtown Minneapolis.
Back up. Why are you letting your city get like this? Why are you letting your city
get
like this?
You're a bunch of fucking bitches! Oh, fuck you! Fuck you!
No, 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 not me. It's not me. Oh, shit! It's not me. Back. What the fuck happened? Walk it back.
They ran away. They had a little bit of a confrontation and police ran away. One of them was so frazzled, you could see him walking backwards and tripped on his own patrol car. These people know that they run this place. These leftists know they have control of this city. They can do whatever they want to. They can break into hotels and try to kill ICE officers. There was actually a woman that drove her car the wrong way down the road with the intent of running it into a building full of ICE agents until she got distracted by me yanking on her door handle to try to open the door, and then she went full ghetto mode and jumped out of the vehicle to try to figure out who just tried to carjack her. I was trying to stop her from running into the building. And so we disconnected her battery and tried to hold her down as best we could, but she was big, massive black woman. And we called the police, and the police didn't respond. It was social workers that they sent to deal with this homicidal woman that was trying to run her car into the hotel. And it wasn't even just that they sent social workers. They sent social workers 45 minutes later. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And honestly, I think that situation red-pilled a lot of the people that were standing there on the street watching this entire thing go down, saying that that police don't actually respond to this stuff on a normal basis. They'll send social workers for this stuff too. They know that this is a failed city, and they just saw some homicidal maniac, some would-be terrorist, literally walk away from the scene while social workers showed up 45 minutes later, and they never found her. And even if they did find her, police said that they wouldn't prosecute anything like that, or that they wouldn't arrest anybody for making those terroristic threats, driving the wrong way down the street and trying to run into the ICE building, into the ICE hotel. This is a failed city, guys. It's a failed state, too, which is really sad, because you go anywhere else outside of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, for the most part, it is beautiful. The people are great. I don't know what they've put in the water here. Somebody told me that they might literally have put something in the water here, because this is where 3M has been headquartered for quite some time, and they have a history of dumping toxic chemicals in the water. And yeah, it got worse as the week went on. And then yesterday we had thousands and thousands of people in the street. And our next guest that we're going to have right here after the break, Kevin Posobiec with Human Events. He actually was chased down the street yesterday, called police, got the same reaction that I got from the police just days ago, where they straight up told him, they're just not coming. Sorry. If you're killed in the street, you shouldn't have been outside, you conservative. That's just reality at this point. I don't even have to exaggerate. But we'll be back right here after the break with our guest, Kevin Posobiec. Don't go anywhere.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We'll be right back.
Sunday briefing, again here from the People's Republic of Minneapolis. And been here for just under 2 weeks now, so please pray for me. But I wanted to bring on somebody else who's been here with me for several days now, experiencing the absolute chaos that's been going on in the streets. It's Kevin Posobiec with Human Events. Kevin, welcome to the show, man.
Nick, good to see you. Yeah, it's great to be here. Yeah. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this transmission, you are the resistance. Believe that. A lot of the criticisms so far have been there's not enough ICE. There's police backing down. What is happening? And I got to say, man, it's been an honor to be with you at various points through all this. And it's almost like it's like Nick and Kev are part of ICE ourselves, it seems, at some points. But I don't want to diss them too much here, because it seems like they've been just rallying and centralizing as like a group unit here and there, instead of taking like individual calls and being more divided. So there are, and we saw two nights ago, the Minneapolis, or no, it was Minnesota Conservation Guards. They came, it was a state unit. And
them that you see on the screen right here.
So that's, yes, exactly. And right, so we have that
in front of them.
We have that on our side. And then on their side, what they're trying to do is just take everything into their own hands. We saw it with the autonomous zone. And during these protests in particular, you could see they have high visibility vests. And so do the Antifa types, these aggressive cells inside the protests. And they just feel emboldened to wear a high visibility vest and think they can conduct traffic and stop cars and tell people when to stop, tell people when to go. Like, it's getting ridiculous out there. And it gets to be mayhem at nighttime. And both you and I have experienced that.
Yeah, and we've seen that a lot of these drivers are starting to get really, really pissed. Actually, if we keep rolling this clip through here, you'll see somebody drive through the line, because, you know, locals here, residents are just, they're being terrorized by, and I talked to people last night that was standing outside, because I had this thing, I said this on Alex Jones' show last week. I said that, yes, it's going to take a couple of days for them to mobilize everybody, so we weren't going to see riots on the first night of after the shooting, right? It took a couple of nights to go through, because they brought in people. So you can see this person driving through the line right here. They're trying to jump in front of a Dodge Ram. And then they finally mobilized people from all over the country. I was talking to people outside of that, outside of the vigil thing, the quote unquote vigil, where the shooting took place. And I was wearing a disguise, which I'd have to wear now, or else you have to wear one too at this point. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And they're telling me that they're from all these different states, you know, Washington State, there was one from Texas. I'm like, how did you guys get here? These people don't, a lot of them don't have jobs, or this is their job. Who is paying to send these people out here? And there has to be a lot more focus on that as well. I know Scott Bessent, we saw him the other day. Hopefully he and the IRS are looking into that, but these people need to start being arrested. The funders need to be arrested, or this doesn't stop.
Right. And Nick, especially with Bessent there, you brought up a great point. And as you and I have witnessed in the MAZ, the Minneapolis Autonomous Zone, was the, like, where did all this wood come from? All these food trucks, where did all these drinks come from? And hand warmers, like big surplus packs of hand warmers. Who is behind this? Who is funding this? And they can't just be outright with it. So we believe, and we tipped off the Secretary of Treasury to this, that it's being funneled. I mean, no shocker, like it's Soros, you know, him and his son, and maybe another party as well. But what they will do is, I don't know, maybe a give, send, go or something to like a food truck. So what you see is like, oh, it's just Johnny on this food truck giving out hot dogs out of the kindness of his heart because he loves the community. But it's like, really, if I had a food truck, like I would go, but I would charge money. I wouldn't give away my whole supply for free. So and honestly, like nice, clean stacks of wood, like, let's be honest, like liberals don't know how to chop wood, brother. Like, they're not out there chopping trees down and building forts and stuff. Like, this is being, just as we've seen with the pallets of bricks across the nation during 2020, again, like you and I were bringing coverage out of that. But so we're seeing that. And then also on the digital front, like with Indivisibles, this No King software, and they're saying, oh, okay, well, you want to make your own event here, or do you don't know where to go? Like, so it's basically a front, and we're seeing right through it. I mean, this is the InfoWars crowd. You guys are well aware of the games and shenanigans. So they will post this online, and it basically just serves as like a meetup point. Locations all over the nation. And but when you open it, right? So if you go on the official website, let's be clear, like they will say, okay, they use Martin Luther King's peaceful protest tactics. They want you to be silent. They want you to be respectful. Bring candles, prayer, and reflection, you know. And then when you get there, it's F ICE, you know, get the F out of our neighborhood. Very, very loud. They have a whole parade of instruments during the day and at night. Like, egregious noise violations. So they're not following the guidelines at all. And it's almost like I kind of feel bad for the people that are just peacefully protesting and trying to show respect, because it just gets sabotaged by these outraged blue-haired freaks. And, you know, and ultimately somebody's going to get shot again. Either that, or just something's going to burn. Or what I was relaying to the crew yesterday is like, well, my goodness, like there's literally like Mother Nature's ice everywhere on the ground, right? So maybe somebody gets in an argument, somebody slips and hits their head. Like, this thing is so tense this past weekend that they're just looking for something like that. They're just looking for a reason. And say it's an immigrant or a black guy, Mexican, whatever it is, like they just need somebody to have like a little oopsie and get hurt. And then it's like, boom,
yep,
let's go. So,
I mean, they want this to happen again. They want it to happen. They're begging for it to happen again. That's why they are teaching people to interfere with operations and block them and get in their way. And then even run them down. They're encouraging people to do this stuff. And they know that this is going to be the result. It's now been proven, right? You try to run over an ICE agent, you're going to get shot. And they've spent the past how many days now? Everything is run together at this point, justifying it and saying that, no, she did everything right.
Somebody's yelling. That's right.
Who knows?
We got some good footage there of actual justice coming. So...
I'm gonna hold you over after the break, if you don't mind. I want to talk about and see if we can get a clip of what happened to you yesterday in the park during this massive protest, quote unquote protest, and tell us a little bit about what 911 in Minneapolis said to you, and we'll get that right after the break. Stay, don't go anywhere, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
System of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
We're back here with Kevin Vasopic again with Human Events. He's been out here on the front lines with me. Guys, I actually just sent you a post from Real America's Voice where they got surrounded and harassed and chased out of the protest. I mean, they followed them. I was incognito behind for a while, watching everything unfold, and then it probably took how long do you think they chased you, Kevin? 20 minutes? There's some, I mean, a mile?
Oh,
2 miles? Something like that.
About that, yeah, about that. And it was a long.
We'll get that video loaded in, and then we'll talk about that one in a little bit more after we get the video loaded in here. But there's tens of thousands of people. We were talking about it before the break, and you're walking down the road, there'll be random people in random cars that'll have these massive boxes of things like hand warmers, and they'll have we talked about the food truck that showed up at the autonomous zone the other day with and as you used as an example, you're saying Johnny with the hot dog truck, well it's just local guy giving free hot dogs out. And I mean, it wasn't just he was giving you a hot dog, he was giving you two like nice beef hot dogs with a side of Lay's potato chips and a drink, all for free. And of course, because it's a bunch of leftists out there, it's not like he's getting tips or anybody's, you know, throwing him some cash in return. Like, no, that doesn't happen at all. I sat there and stood in line. Me and Kevin stood in line. Kevin ended up dropping his hot dog on the ice. I probably should have loaded that video on. That was pretty interesting.
You should have.
Typically, typically I wouldn't eat food given to me by protesters. I was just super freaking hungry that night. It was a long day. And but this is the video right here. I want to go and roll this with some sound here. This is you just for existing, you and your team just for existing here at the protest yesterday that was organized by Indivisible, I believe. So roll this with a little bit of sound, guys.
Get up!
So,
get
they're going to harass everybody. So that's what's going on here. Telling us to get out of their neighborhood. Paid agitators. Hi, guys. How are you? How's everything? You know, the protest is over here.
Yeah, as you can see,
these people left the protest just to follow you guys. There's Kevin right there in his mask. And they left the protest just to follow you. I'm hanging back somewhere. Yeah, I can see me. I'm back there.
That's me. I think calling 911 right there.
And what did they tell you, Kevin? As you're walking down the street, these people are harassing you, telling you that they're going to kill you and whatever. What? How did police respond to you?
So what they were telling me, and I think they actually thought that I was ICE undercover. And I said, guys, relax. Like, we're the news. Like, we're independent journalists. Like, you could clearly see, like, we're in the street. I mean, everybody's not supposed to be in the street, but it's a public space. And, you know, the protest was over, so we were leaving. And they were like, get the F out of here. And you could see the guy right in the middle there pointing at me. He actually posed, and I want to actually open an investigation of sorts. Maybe the InfoWars crew could help us out there in the audience. But this guy... he posed as one of the protest organizers, an official guy with walkie-talkies. And he in particularly encouraged all the others to join in and calling us ICE, calling us Nazis, saying, get the F out of here, this and that. You're not from here. You're not from this neighborhood. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? How can you tell? What, you know, is it because I'm white? Like, what's up, dude? Like,
didn't like that line.
No, I said, hey, isn't America a nation of immigrants? I was like, you don't look like you're from here either. And they're like, whoa. All of a sudden, Poso's escalating things. And I'm like, okay, yeah. But that's what they do, Nick. It's a communist tactic. And it's all about projection. It's psychological projection. They say, hands up, don't shoot, as they're marching right towards you. And you can see the guys over my shoulders. That dude on the left, he actually did push me. But hey, like, I'm not going to say nothing about that. Like, he gave me a push, a shove. But while they're saying, hey, leave us alone. Stop attacking us. Stop profiting off of someone else's death and their harm. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, your whole city just got found of what? Billions of dollars of fraud? Like, we're not the ones profiting off this. You are.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic point. And I mean, you look around, you see all these foreign flags there too, and like none of them are.
So I called the police, I called 911, and they say, hey, like, what's your location? What's going on? I was calm, cooperative. I was telling them we're getting stalked by like a mob of 30 increasingly violent Antifa cells. And, you know, the officer took all the information down. He said, we'll send the guy out. But we're pretty tied up at the moment. So I got off the phone. He said, if anything escalates further, call us right back immediately. And lo and behold, it did. Nick, we finally made it to our van. And we get in the van. And of course, like, they feel like they can conduct traffic and block the streets. So we get in our van. They won't even let us pull off before pelting the van with like 30 ice balls, trying to bust our windows out. And then we finally get out of there, and, you know, Lieutenant does call me back. He says, hey, listen, there's a police report line you can call. Otherwise, we're pretty tied up. And that kind of brings me back to the point earlier where it's like, I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, well, I don't know. It kind of makes sense. It kind of doesn't. But It seems like they're trying to stick together.
What were they doing? They weren't there. What else are they doing? There were none of them throughout thousands and thousands and thousands of people. There's not a single officer anywhere.
They should. We should have been riding along with them, man. And a few nights ago, we were with Commander Bovino, and he graciously gave me a short interview, and he said that they're conducting joint operations. So, you know, I'd like to see some fruits of that plan, not just local police, but ICE, state officers. There's reports of National Guard forming in, Minnesota? So
in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
They were staging Wisconsin. Yeah.
Timmy
Waltz decided, if you remember, he activated the Minnesota National Guard here. And throughout all the riots and stuff this weekend, never saw a single National Guardsman either. The only reason that he did that was to keep try to prevent Trump from federalizing the National Guard in Minnesota, because he would have gone to court. He would have gone to some sort of activist judge in Minnesota and got an immediate injunction. Even though it would have been an unlawful injunction, he still would have gotten that injunction that would have prevented Trump from federalizing the Guard. And like I said, I didn't see any at all this weekend, the break-ins at the hotels and stuff in downtown. Guys, I don't know if you can roll.
We were there. And you're right, Nick. I'm sorry, because Tim Walz was going on stage there and saying he wants the National Guard there, but not for us. He wants it to take ICE out of there. You know, God forbid we have a joint operation and get all the protesters out and all the illegals out. Like, stay on mission. Like, save these cities. We don't want it to get any worse. Like, you think of, like, the kids, and they're trying to blame it on us for shutting down the schools. It's like,
They shut down the schools so that they could have teachers organize in the streets. That's exactly what happened. That's why schools were taken out. So, and that's not even a conspiracy theory. I mean, the teachers were outside the ICE facility the other morning protesting with misspelled signs, which is really...
Not a role model I'd want for my kids.
Yeah. All right, so Kev, there's one more part I want to get into with you. If you don't mind, I'll hold you over for like 5 more minutes. If that's cool, we'll be back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I've stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him, and I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio, and 3 months later, I met my husband. And I feel like that life-changing event for me
was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin. You're missing a mineral. And you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Luckily, guys, the ICE operations have not stopped out here in Minnesota. And there have been some beautiful, beautiful videos, we'll say, to come out of some of these arrests and operations. Like this morning here, this actually did happen this morning. So I'll give a little bit of context to you guys. There are dozens of activists that spend all day long driving around behind ICE and Border Patrol to harass them, to impede, and to, you know, try to, they blow whistles, they blow their horns and everything like that to try to let illegals escape. Now, here's what happens, besides what happened to that chick the other day who decided that she was going to try to run down a Border Patrol agent or ICE agent after she was ordered out of the car. This is one of the tactics that they teach, right? Is don't get out of the car. You don't have to talk to them or whatever, which is totally wrong. And then you get situations like what happened to Renee Good. And then you also get this beauty. Clip number four, guys.
Was she an observer then?
Yeah, so you see that window got smashed out there, Kev, because she decided that she wasn't going to comply after doing these the roadblocks that they do. They'll sit there and weave in front of ICE vehicles to prevent them from passing by, and then they get there, and they're going to try to play the victim. Of course, it's going to be oh my gosh, police brutality. But in reality, yeah, like, this is just another one of the many, many F around and find out moments that we've been seeing all week here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And I gotta say, I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it. That's what they do, though. So in sports, you see it a lot in basketball. It's called drawing the foul. And it's in soccer a lot, too. You know, again, like, people will just come up to you, and then if you, like, slightly bump into them or something, they'll just fall all the way back and be like, oh, he broke my arm, oh, this and that, to draw the referee to throw a flag against the other team and get that person taken out of the game. So it's literally the same playbook here. And then I'm actually just seeing another one on X here. This guy seems to have, like, some soy boy comes out, and one of their tactics is just stand in front of the car. Just stand in front of the car. And the difference is, we saw that downtown in Minneapolis, people standing in front of police cars, and police just more or less just waited and de-escalated it, but not ICE. So this no, one,
by de-escalating, you mean running away in fear. Well, that's what you mean by de-escalate.
Yeah. So, but these guys, well, we used to call them hop out boys in Philadelphia, but it looks like an undercover ICE vehicle. And then one guy just gets in front of them with his, like, little Starbucks coffee in his jacket. And the ICE guy just comes out and bodies him. He just comes out and bodies him out of the way and then keeps driving. Like, these guys aren't messing around. That's what the American people want to see. We want to see action. We want to see more arrests. We want to see mass deportations, honestly. A lot of the voter base and I got to say, a lot of the InfoWars audience here, you know, we want law and order. We want a restoration of justice. And that's what ICE is for. ICE is for, you know, border patrol, illegal immigration. But this is getting out of hand, and these people just think they're emboldened to do whatever they want to impede justice. Yep. So I don't know if that's because Minneapolis is a sanctuary city, but
I want to roll this clip real quick, guys, because we got you know, a few minutes left in the show. But also, there's been a lot that's happened this week, and so I want to go ahead and roll the clip that I just sent you guys from the Hilton Hotel. Heard about this debacle earlier this week where they, you know, lied and said that after they had banned ICE agents, that they had unbanned ICE agents from their hotel, their Hampton Inn, or now former Hampton Inn by Hilton in Lakeville. And I went by myself to try and see how truthful they were being about saying ICE agents, we're sorry, you guys can come in. Take a look at what happened when I tried to book a room there for Homeland Security. Watch.
All right, and wish me luck. That is straight up black ice.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Do you have any rooms for tonight?
We should, yeah.
Okay. Like, how many? Could we get, like, 10?
10?
Oh, yeah, I know that might be.
Let's see. Did you already make reservations by any chance?
No.
No? What's
first
the name?
It would be Nick. I'll just put it under my personal. I don't know if you can use a government rate or not, but...
Let's see. It depends, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Is it... what agency is it for?
Using the government. Well, they'd be Department of Homeland Security.
So we're not accepting people from immigration, ICE agents, DHS into our property. It's just a per management ownership.
Okay, yeah. I thought that changed today. Was that?
I just talked to my the owner of the building, and he didn't say there has been any changes. So
really? Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's just.
Yeah, and so this was 11 o'clock that night. Not your fault. Totally. After they came out and said that they were going to allow ICE agents to stay at these hotels, and I went back and proved that they lied, that their statement was full of crap. It sounded like to me this statement that they put out. It was, it sounded like 2020 era virtue signal-y type press release. So I just drove down there, about a half hour away, and that hotel is no longer operating after that expose. Hilton revoked their license to operate. The sign was taken down the next day, which is a beautiful scalp this week. This happened before the chaos really started here in Minnesota. But yeah, and so I'm pretty proud of this scalp that we got here, Kev, and it has been I don't know if everybody can tell, I am so freaking out of it. I'm tired, I'm mentally exhausted, there's just been so, I want to go home, I want to leave this place so bad, but really can't. This is where everything is happening right now, with Tampon Tim, Mayor Fry, the Somali fraud that we're not done talking about, by the way. We're not forgetting about that, as much as Tampon Timmy wants it to go away. It's not going away. Kev, I really appreciate right. you. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being here in Minnesota with me for a lot of the time. I appreciate you coming on the show. Kev, where do people find you? Because you're doing some killer work, man.
Well, thank you, brother. It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you to InfoWars. I'm on X and Instagram. And also on Substack now. I'm starting to write more and more, but also getting content with Human Events, Human Events Daily, correspondent in the field. So please follow, like, and we're doing a lot of collaborative work and we're getting on the ground and we're helping as much as we can over here.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you for joining us this week. Hopefully I won't be live from Minnesota next week, but we'll find out. Take care. Have a good Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.